I'll check for you.
I'd like to call to order the House Resources Committee at 8:10. This is the first meeting of the 19th legislature. And we don't have any particular order of business. We have no bills to discuss today, but what I hope to do was to have the roll call so that we can kind of get a procedure. We will have a roll call each time I chair, and my co-chair here may have a different agenda, but he'll be telling you what his is, too. So, Gail, if you would call the roll, please.
Co-chairman Green.
Here.
Co-chairman Williams.
Here.
Vice chairman Ogun.
Here.
Representative Osterman. Representative Barnes. Representative Davies.
Here.
Representative Cott.
Here.
Representative McLean. And Representative Nicolaia.
We do have a quorum, although it's not necessary today since we're not taking action on any bills, but we'd hope we'd have a little better representation this morning. Just a couple of housekeeping things. I think you all have, or have they, Jeff, received this. I'm sorry. You will be receiving assuming the co-chair will approve this, it just gives the times that we will need your packets or anybody else's packets, so this will go to all the representatives. What we're thinking about doing is not taking testimony on a bill if the packet isn't complete prior to our meeting, as often happened last time, that we'd go into a meeting and we would be getting the information as we walked in, and I don't want that to happen in this committee, so I think you need at least a 24-hour notice so you can have a chance to review the bill. So we will adhere to that at least during the bills that I chair. Rather than introduce each of you to the audience or to each other, I don't know, we do have Scott Ogun, who's new to the legislature this year, and we have two new committee aides. So what I'd suggest is we go around and give, for the benefit of the other committee members, your name and your district and any family that you might have here from time to time, and then maybe a reason why you wanted to be on this committee, and then any expectations that you have about what you'd like this committee to do. And we can start on either side. John, you're a veteran.
Well, that's sort of a tall order off the top of your head Monday morning, but I can start. I'm Representative John Davies, and I represent District 29, which is the university district up in the Fairbanks area. This is my second term. I was reelected this time. I was on this committee the last 2 years in the 18th legislature. Resources is an area that I'm particularly interested in. I worked for the Department of Natural Resources for 4.5 years back in 81 to 86, roughly. And I was, prior to being elected to the legislature, I was the state seismologist. I have a background in geophysics and particularly in seismology, and earthquakes and volcanoes. One of my principal areas of interest in terms of public policy is natural resource development, so that's why I wanted to be on this committee. Was my first choice, and I'm pleased to be here. Thank you.
We're pleased to have you. Do you have anything that you are looking for in particular here? Or?
No, I'm not going to be pushing any particular legislation or any agenda, just trying to make sure that we do good public policy.
Excellent.
I guess if there was a theme that I sort of hit on the last time, it was that I really wanted to make sure that there was a reasonable opportunity for the public to be involved in the development of public policy.
Okay, well, thank you. Pete?
Well, thanks, Joe.
You're a teacher, you know
that,
dude.
You thought you were off the hook, didn't
you? Yeah. I don't know about you, Joe. I'm Representative Pete Cott, represent District 24, which is the Eagle River, East Muldoon area in Anchorage. I've also been reelected for the first time. Enjoyed it last time so much, I decided to give it another shot. I think this is going to be an interesting committee this time around. I think we have a lot of opportunity. I think development of our resources, the effective development of our resources, are vitally important to the state's well-being. Certainly the economic condition of the state is primarily surrounding resource development. So I want to be part of that process. I don't have any particular agenda, I think. Like John mentioned, good public policy is going to be important. I'm sure we'll revisit some of the issues we addressed a couple of years ago, and last year perhaps. And I'm sure there'll be some creative and innovative, exciting opportunities to visit some new issues.
Thanks, Pete. Ellen?
Let's jump over there.
No, all right.
Thank you. I'm Alan Osterman from District 6, Kodiak Island Fish Community, which kind of speaks why I wanted to be on resources. I think that fish, of course, are my agenda. I don't have any preconceived bills or issues that I'm bringing forth, other than the fact that I think that as a natural renewable resource, that the fish has to be a very important part of our state. It is a very important part of our state to start with, just because of the amount of jobs and money that it brings in. We as a fish community are interested in the tax structure of how things are taxed throughout the state. I mean, if you look at the some of the tax structures that we've got besides oil, I think there's about, out of 17 taxes collected, five of them are from fish communities, or are fish-related taxes. So we have a definite vested interest in the resources and how the state handles them. If I have any at all agenda on my mind, and that is to try to make sure that we treat fish as a very important part, more important than we have in the past, just because of this renewable resource and because of the impact on the economy that probably doesn't show up as much as it does if you're coming out of a large area like Fairbanks, where oil is king. My agenda would be to bring fish forward. I guess the other thing that I would be looking at as far as the fishing industry is concerned and on this committee, and that is to make sure there's a balance between the use of fish in the state. So while I come from a strong commercial fishing industry, there's other uses of fish that have to take some consideration as well. So, but I also wanted to be on the committee because the resources of the state are what's going to make us continue to go and grow, and if we have to really pay attention to what they are and how we handle them.
Thank you. Scott?
Yeah, I'm Scott Ogan. I was elected the first time this time. Was probably the sleeper of the election with unseating incumbent Ron Larson. I'm real pleased to be on this committee and have a leadership role on this committee. I guess some of my background, I'm a cabinet maker by trade, so I'm an end user of forest products. The agendas, I'm partially personal agendas as far as my district goes is getting some forestry going in the valley. We have forests that are overripe and underutilized and are basically, in my opinion, dying from lack of proper management. So I'd like to see some not wide-scale, outside interest type logging, but I'd like to see some a lot more local logging on smaller scale. Also, we have fish issues in the valley that we're obviously interested in. I don't really view fisheries as a us versus them, whoever us is, issue. It's a resource issue, and I think we should approach it from that perspective. That we need to. Because if the resource is gone, everybody loses. It's not that one user group's going to lose out. And we do have a king salmon problem in the valley. And so I'm just real pleased to be on this committee. I've served on the Big Game Commercial Services Board before this as a public member on that board for almost 2 years and enjoyed that tremendously. And so this resource-oriented type fella. Thank you.
Thank you. For the record, I'd like to mentioned that Alan did come, and I see Irene Nicolai just joined us. Irene, this is a little bit of a disadvantage to you, but what we're doing is just kind of telling who we are and what district we're from, anything that you might have in a particular agenda for the committee or why you wanted to be on the committee. So if you wouldn't mind giving us a couple of minutes, or 10, whatever it takes.
I'm from District 36, which encompasses most of the Yukon River, part of the Kuskokwim River, all of the Tanana River. And so, as you know, fisheries has been our most important resource, and it has been making the news for the past about 5 years for all the disasters that we have had with that fisheries. And I'm also concerned for the other natural resources that we have, you know, which is a big game, no small for animals. And then also, you know, what I'm very concerned about what happens with the timber industry. I know that the timber industry is very important because of the Tanner Valley Forest Plan. And I'm also concerned about the subsistence uses of all those resources in that district. I'm sorry, my throat is kind of sore, so. And I'm here to make sure that I protect the rights of the use of those resources.
I apologize. We only have two working mics. There will be some changes, but and it's unfortunate you were far from the mic. I hope we picked it up. Okay. Bill?
From Ketchikan. I was a chair of the committee here last year. I enjoyed it and thought we did a good job here. As far as my agenda for the year goes, is to hopefully we do a good as job as we did last year. And make sure that we utilize all the resources that we do have. Fish and timber is my primary resource for my area. I used to be an owner or a CEO of a company that harvested timber. And grew up on my father's fishing boat. So I know a little bit about fishing commercially, and got a little bit into processing while I was with this Native Corporation. I enjoyed being here. I look forward to another successful year.
Yeah, well, I'm Joe Green, and I'm serving my second term, District 10, which is South Anchorage. By profession, I'm a petroleum engineer. Have a mining, engineering, petroleum engineering background. I, like Bill, was on this committee and John last year, and I think it was an excellent committee. I think a lot of good work was done under Bill's guidance. And I think if you listen to what was said, and if you look at the bills that have been filed, the majority of them for resources do handle timber and fish issues. And there will be some other issues, I hope, that come forward, but certainly those are going to be early on are very important issues. And even though I'm from an industry that represents some 80 to 85% of the state's income, I am wholeheartedly committed to trying to develop other resources within the state, because oil production is a finite issue, especially in a high-cost area like Alaska. And so while we still have, and I use this advisedly, the luxury of some time to produce oil and gas, I think it's incumbent upon the state and other industries to do what we can to develop the rest of our industry. Certainly timber and fish are two of the big ones. I would like to see tourism, mining. I think we have a tremendous 300-year nation's supply of coal at the present rate. We have over 300-year supply here. I think it's incumbent upon us to try and do something to try and get that to market. And so I'm really excited about working on this committee this year and working with Bill and leaning on him on those two very important issues. I think you've heard we have a good balance, and I think it's important that we maintain that balance, because while I may appear to be overly ambitious in developing oil, we have very good people on our committee to use a check in that regard, and I think that's important. I think the industry has come a long way. I think it'll still go even further, and I think we'll see that in other forms of coal extraction, for example, the rehabilitation of mines and that sort of thing. I think I envision Alaska as a resource state well into the 21st century, but I also think we can show through innovative processes that we can not only extract the resources, but we can be a model for rehabilitation. We've already started it. Yusebelli's work at the coal mines, the the very small footprint that oil development now takes compared to what it did when Prudhoe was developed. All these things, I think, are a combination of efforts. Those who want to extract the resources, those who want to protect our environment. And I think we've come a long way. I think we'll go further, and I think it's probably going to start here. And so I'm really excited about it. I'm certainly excited with the people that are on the committee. I'd like to now introduce, of course, most of you who have been in here before know that our secretary is Gail Ford, and she does a marvelous job. So if there's something that you might want special set of notes, or if you want to, for some strange reason, would want to get a copy of the minutes and read them, because I'm sure that some of these meetings are going to go the full 2 hours, she'd be the lady to contact. And we've got our two, Bill and I each have a senior staffer on our respective committees which work on resource issues. Jack Phelps is the staffer for Bill, and Jeff Logan is my staffer, and those are the people who do most of the work. So if you want something done and you want it done correctly, well, you want to see those guys, huh? There is a division of responsibilities that, for various reasons, not the least of which is just the preponderance of the bills that we'll hear in here. Bill will be handling all timber issues. So anything that's related to timber, Bill will chair. We'll obviously both be on the same committee, but he will chair that, and anything to do with commercial fishing. And as you've heard, that's so far, that's about 80% of our agenda, but I will handle sports fishing issues and other issues. So, and we have not yet worked out, although we're hopefully going to work out a kind of a situation that if it's going to be timber related that day, whatever day that might be, we would hear timber bills primarily. And if it's going to be, say, oil and gas or related to that, it might be on Wednesday and then the potpourri on Monday. So that people that are coming in from that either advocates for or against will have an idea. They won't have to come every day of the week, because there'll be a bill they're interested in on Monday and one on Wednesday and one on Friday, as opposed to being able to come and hear two or three of the like kinds of bills. At least while I'm chairing, and I certainly want Bill to say what he may differ when he chairs, but when I chair, I would like to express my desire on a bill as we get into it. It may be something that's of a decided controversial nature. I may not plan to take action that day and want to take input instead, or it may be one that's fairly straightforward and seems to be a very good bill. My attitude may be that we would like to pass this out today. Just to kind of set the stage, but not to be a dictator in any issue, I do plan to, during my watch, to have a full hearing of bills, but I would like to, because we'll probably have a very full agenda, not want to get into repetitive type input. And then, because some of the issues that will be coming before us, at least, and I don't know on timber issues, I wouldn't be surprised, but certainly on hydrocarbon extraction, there will be some bills, I think, introduced through the governor's office later in the session that have to do with this this working together, sharing, and I would think that's going to be such an important issue that we probably will work on subcommittees on that, because I don't think we'll be able to get into the nitty-gritty of some of that stuff until a subcommittee from this committee has been able to review it and get a good, strong feeling for it, because it'll be a little bit unique in some of those issues. And with that, I turn to my colleague here. If he has any differences when he chairs...
I haven't given it much thought.
Okay.
I think basically we'll run it like we did last year and try to get as much of the people, get the views of the issues, and make sure everybody has their say.
Well, having been on Bill's committee last year, I can assure those of you who he will give a thorough review of all the bills that he chairs. Good chairman. Are there any questions of the committee? Irene? Excuse me, Representative Nikolai?
We'll be chairing the subsistence use related bills.
Or subsistence fishing and...
anything, any subsistence use of the resources.
Well, that's the one I'm most familiar with. I'm not sure of anything else, but like animals. Mm-hmm. That's a good question. We may have to review that. My feeling, I don't know, but where certainly a fish issues bill will be.
Where would the bill go? Is that what you're?
No,
who would be chairing?
Oh. So, you know. One of the things that we'll be doing also is during our, if there's an issue in the DEC that concerns my area, and I'll be chairing that. And as far as the subsistence, I don't know if it would even come to this committee.
I have it.
You have it. Subsistence issue.
Mm-hmm. Under federal-state relations.
So I don't know if it would really, if it would come to this committee.
Well, if it does, I'm just curious.
Yeah, I think possibly if it becomes questionable, Joe and I will discuss it and see how we deal with the issue.
Are there any other questions of the committee? I'd like to record the fact that Representative Barnes is with us.
This isn't even funny. It's nice to be with you.
Thank you. What we've done, Representative Barnes, is to kind of give an overview, of course, with everybody knows Ramona Barnes, but if there was a particular agenda or issue, one reason why you might want to be on the committee, we've all gone around and given those.
Well, let me see. No one's been here as long as I've been here, I guess. So I have previously served either 6 or 8 years committee on the years on the Resources Committee. I'm very familiar with all the issues that are in this committee, and I chose to serve on this one because I feel that it has a great deal of effect on the committee that I'm also chairing. So I felt that it was proper for me to serve on this committee so that I would be familiar with the issues that you're dealing with. As a matter of fact, looking around this room, I guess I've served on this committee longer than anybody here.
Yes.
Collectively.
In fact, probably longer. Is there any question from anybody in the audience about the makeup, even though we're still a member shy? Staff, do you have anything to put in? Well, the next meeting will be Wednesday at 8 o'clock, and we will be having an overview from the Department of Environmental Conservation. It won't be a prepared show and tell so much as each division within the department will give just a kind of an extemporaneous review of what they do in the big picture of DEC, and I'm hopeful the commissioner will be here to kind of to wrap that up. And then on Friday, we'll have a similar type review from Department of Natural Resources. So we would certainly welcome you all back for those overviews. As I say, there'll be Reader's Digest versions, but any other matter to come before the committee?